Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
The Hebrew midwives mentioned in Exodus 1 were women of stalwart character. They had been instructed to kill the boy babies among the Hebrews as they delivered those babies. They knew that killing babies was an assault on the God who made them, and before whom they would have to give an account. Pharaoh could have killed the midwives for failure to comply with his demands, but he could not intimidate them. Exodus 1:17 says the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. Am I imagining that I can see a connection between fearing God and keeping babies alive? Incidentally, what would have been the fate of the children of Israel if the Hebrew midwives had not kept the men children alive? The women themselves would have stood condemned before the God of heaven, and the nation of Israel might have suffered irreparably. No nation can afford to lose its children. Our children are our future, a fact the American baby killers seem not to have learned as yet. Fearing God involves loving God and seeking to walk according to His will. God's will, as revealed in the Bible, stresses the value and the sacredness of all human life. All human life, born and unborn. The very first chapter of the Bible tells us that we are made in the image of God. Genesis 1, 26 and 27. Many other biblical passages provide us with God's view of human life. Will you please pay special attention to these words? And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing which creeps upon the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. Genesis 1, 26 and 27. Does being created in God's image apply to unborn human beings as well as to those who are already born? If it does, how could Christians ever be involved in abortion on demand? Psalm 139 emphasizes the sacredness of all human life, including unborn human life. The psalmist wrote, "I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knows right well. My substance was not hidden from Thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unformed. And in Thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them." Psalm 139, 14 through 16. There are many other passages which show the sacredness of all human life, but these will have to suffice for the time being. Does the Bible really teach that those who fear God will do their best to honor and to protect human life, all human life, both the born and the unborn? There really is no question about it, although many liberal theologians could care less about the Bible's teaching on this controversial topic. They have their own agendas and are not going to be bothered about the true meaning of Scripture. But those who accept the Bible as the inerrant Word of God are going to do all within their power to save human lives. From a Christian viewpoint, does our obligation extend to saving souls as well? Thank you for listening, and may God continue to bless you.